Hello, folks. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have tips and reports for you from Ken down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we talk trolling with Hayward Area Fishing Guide and Pro Angler Bill Kutka. And lastly, some great perch fishing tips from Pro Angler and Fishing Guide Bro Brosdahl. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Hayward Power Sports has new 2023 Can-Am off-road vehicles in stock and ready for anything you can dish out. For a limited time, take advantage of promotional financing on select Can-Am side-by-sides with 1.99% APR for 36 months or 3.99% for 60 months. The Can-Am Defender is the perfect utility side-by-side that's built extra tough to take you way beyond the daily grind and is the most capable side-by-side for on the worksite, hunting trips, and anywhere you need it to get the job done. Or, are you ready for some sporty fun? Explore, ride, and roar off-road in the purpose-built-for-anything high-performance Can-Am Maverick. And yes, Defender and Maverick both qualify for the special promotional financing. Or, get the ATV that can go virtually anywhere and do it all for less with the all-new Can-Am Outlander 500 and 700 ATVs. Get work done, tackle the trails, or drag out a trophy whitetail this fall. Get your Can-Am today at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Offer subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on our 50-50 cash raffle. You could walk away with a pile of cash. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highway 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily, including Sundays, through October 31st at 9:30 a.m. We're talking to Ken down at Hayward Bait and Bottle and recording a show this week. I know the fishing's actually been pretty decent, though. I'm hearing some good reports on a lot of different things. How about down here at the shop? What are you hearing?
The walleye seem to be making to their main lake basin transitions that normally would have happened, you know, 2-3 weeks ago, so it's just happening now. And there's a lot of guys out trolling the main water basins with crankbaits and linear rig crawlers. And there's still fish that, you know, live on the weeds. It just depends where all the bait's at.
You know, how about panfish? That's always a popular thing in the summertime with people. They're moving out deeper, too.
Yeah, basically on the sunfish, I've noticed through the years of fishing is it's based upon the pH. So, for instance, if you see that the sunfish are away from the weeds and they're bubbling the surface, and you know, especially early in the morning, the pH is too high due to photosynthesis of the weeds, so they move out a little bit, or sometimes they'll move to the bottom of the weed on a lower barometer.
And a lot of them, they're still feeding on bugs, and one thing I've had some comments, some guys saying the bug hatches are pretty much over with. They're not, because the last few years I noticed we're still having dragonflies flying around, going into August sometimes.
Yeah, actually, it's been proven through scientific data that the dragonflies don't hatch during certain conditions or anything. They're cannibalistic, and it seems to be when their food source is really strong in the ecosystem on the muck line, then there'll be a big hatch.
Yeah, and those are Helger mites when they're in the water, and they're actually great fish food.
Yeah, they are.
Have you heard anything on the muskie or pike fishing?
They're still relating to the weeds. You know, there's a few anglers that say, you know, they'll see one sitting in electronics just off the weeds right on the bottom, but I think the majority of them are up on the weeds still because there's still a lot of bait there.
And I would suspect there's probably going to be some night fishing action going. I don't know if there's been any reports of any guys being out at night, but usually there is in the summertime, and that gets you away from all the boat traffic. And a lot of these fish are affected by all this boat traffic out there, too.
You are correct. Boat traffic and water temp positions them muskies in certain lakes.
And I know bass fishing, that's always a popular summer thing. And you do a lot of bass fishing, fish a lot of tournaments. What's going on there?
Well, actually, got a couple tournaments coming up. Yesterday, the Flambeau River Bassmasters down in Ladysmith, we had a duck hunt where we put a couple thousand floating little ducklings into the Flambeau River, and we have a collection system to collect them, you know, down current. But we have a dog that goes out and fetches the ducks, and we use that to generate income for lakeshore and dock enhancement and for scholarships for the younger generations and to enhance fishing to the youth.
You're talking about little rubber ducks, right?
Yeah, they're like 4.5 inches. It's pretty cool.
You know, as far as other bass fishing, what are you having for reports up here out in the shot?
Well, actually, the USMBC had a tournament on Lacouture on Saturday. Pat Schlopper, an elite BASS angler, won it with 1804 with all smallmouth.
That's a nice stringer. Was it smallmouth or largemouth?
He had all smallmouth. I looked at watched the live weigh-in online on Facebook, and it seemed like the majority of the fish caught were smallmouth.
You know, and that's something that's a lot of fun to go after the smallmouth up here. And it's different in different lakes. The density of the fish is lower on some of the smaller lakes and a little higher on the big lakes, but the location is different. If we're looking at a flowage, for instance, to a lake like Lacouture or Grindstone or around.
Well, actually, on Lacouture, it's such a diverse fishery. You'll have smallmouth on just rock. You'll have smallmouth on just weeds. You'll have smallmouth just on fish cribs. So it's a really strong ecosystem and habitat for different types of smallmouth because they have personalities just like people. You know, some people like to be on the mountains. Some people like to be on the ocean.
But if you're fishing on some of the more shallow lakes like the Chippewa Flowage or any of the flowages, they tend to actually act more like a largemouth sometimes in the type of habitat and in the depth they're in.
Yeah, actually, in the past, you know, I took my dad pre-fishing out there, and he caught a 6-pound smallmouth in 3 feet of water in August. So depth doesn't always mean where the biggest fish are in a given lake, especially on the flowage.
Yep. You know, it makes a difference. I know I've had people from down south that catch a lot of big smallmouth in the rivers and in the flowages, and they say they're fishing them just like they do largemouth down south. How about the store here? You guys are pretty well equipped yet for anything that anybody might need?
Yeah, our supply chain has been exceptionally going well this year, so we've been restocking. And, you know, for the trolling anglers, we have a lot of Lindy Rig product available this year.
You bet. And also, it's not too early to start thinking about the hunting season. You got good stock of archery stuff and all that stuff in.
Yeah, we've had a couple shipments come in, so we're just planning and looking forward to the hunting season.
Well, Ken, I really appreciate you taking the time here. I want to thank you for coming on here.
Well, thank you, John.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking trolling with pro angler and fishing guide Bill Kutka. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and much more. Whether you fish for bass, walleyes, panfish, or muskies, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. Check out their huge selection of musky baits, and again this year, they've expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. In the bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer and liquor. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Get on the water and save on a Lund boat from Hayward Power Sports. Our brand new 2023 Lunds are rigged and ready with Mercury outboards. Save $2,000 on a Lund Impact XS, one of our top-selling aluminum boats for both fishing and recreation. or save $1,500 on a Lund Adventure. Popular with first-time owners for fishing and family fun that will keep everyone smiling. Lunds feature boating's best warranty, and no boat holds its value better. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, one of the guides that get on here from time to time is Hayward area pro angler and fishing guide Bill Kutka. Had a chance to talk to Bill the other day on the phone about trolling, which is now something we're starting to do more and more here in the Northland. And Bill, good to have you on the show here. Been a little while, a few weeks since I've had you on, but, you know, we're in the middle of the summer now, and, you know, the walleye fishing, basically, even if we get into July, has been staying fairly shallow, hasn't it?
Yeah, always good to spend time with you, John. Yeah, I've been doing pretty well on the walleye, and, you know, still relating to some shallow rock and in weed areas for sure.
You know, at some point, though, they will transition out deeper, and, you know, it becomes a trolling bite.
Yeah, I've, you know, gotten out there, and I do see some fish that are making that transition and some bait balls out in, you know, some of the clearer lakes, you know, 15 to 25 foot down and, you know, 40 foot of water, and it's not as quick as I would have liked to see it this year, but they're out. The water temperatures have been going up and down. It's been kind of a crazy year. You know, you'll have a 8-degree fluctuation, 10-degree fluctuation sometimes in water temps, and but they're starting to get out there a little bit late, but I think they'll start snapping here pretty soon.
Well, you know, trolling is nothing new. The guy's been trolling walleyes. You trolled walleyes in pro walleye tournaments, and you know, people have been trolling for walleyes for years, but it's pretty new to a lot of people up here because it's only been a few years since we could actually troll on some of the waters up here. Actually, the majority of the waters, we just had a handful we could troll on.
Yeah, no, you know, it's a go-to, especially like you said, in the tournament circuits that I fished. You know, you cover a lot more water, you get through a lot more fish, and it's a very effective way to put fish in the boat, and I'll do it guiding as well, you know, and but I'm not afraid to bring those boards in when I get onto some hot fish and turn around and bobber them and jig them and catch them once you find them trolling. And that's really what trolling is good about.
Well, you know, we got a couple of ways of trolling. We guys that troll crawler harnesses, that's a pretty common thing, and then trolling crankbaits. But, you know, when I look at what I see from the walleye tournaments and the pro level stuff, majority of their trolling is with crankbaits, and the response I get is that crankbaits usually produce bigger fish. Is that true?
You know, I would tend to agree with that. You know, another thing is, you know, if they're biting somewhat equally between the two, you know, crankbaits are quicker. You know, you're not having to rebait up with crawlers and getting short bites and et cetera. But I prefer to use crankbaits, to be honest with you. It's easier for me. And what I've been starting to do, too, is especially earlier or more finicky, when the fish are more finicky, is I'll go with a little bit more subtle baits, like a little salmo hornet, like a number 4, or even get it down to like a number 5 flicker shad or shad wrap. I downsize quite a bit too, you know, everybody wants to put those, you know, bigger baits out right away. But if they're not biting, you know, those smaller baits sometimes can get them to snap.
Yeah, and you cover more water when you're trolling crankbaits. When you're pulling crawlers, you're usually at, what, 3/4 to 1.2 miles an hour, something like that. And crankbaits, you're usually 1.5 to 2.5, right?
Yeah, my speeds with harnesses, you're pretty much on it, you know, 0.08 to 1.2, 1.4 sometimes. But about, you know, 1 is about a good sweet spot. But, yeah, I've cranked as high as 3, 3.5, too, you know. But 1.2 to 3, 3.5 is my range.
What tells you when to troll, going from crawler harnesses to crankbaits? Is there something out there that tells you that you want to, you know, try to trigger a responsive strike rather than try to, you know, just pull a crawler in front of them?
Well, you know, as the summer gets on a little bit more, you know, I'll tend to go with the crankbaits a little bit more. You know, after the bug hatches are all done, which they are, you know, the bait's getting bigger. you know, the fry from this year, the fry perch or even fry walleye, you know, they're getting bigger, and you know, it's all about mimicking the bait. So, you know, we're in that time of year, but you know, I've trolled, you know, crankbaits, you know, a couple weeks after opener too, you know, but it's all about mimicking the forage. You know, what are they eating? What's the size? What's the profile? And try to, you know, liken that to your trolling technique.
You know, a lot of guys pull boards out there, and, you know, one reason is that you can take a trolling board or a planer board and you can put more lines out. But in some of the lakes where we're only allowed a maximum of three lines in the boat, I still will pull a planer board simply because if I'm in shallow water, I can get that bait out away from the boat more. Or if I want to run a bait that runs shallow, I can pull it up closer to the board and keep it from diving deeper. So there's a bunch of reasons to run planer boards.
Oh yeah, no, I run the offshore OR12s. That's my go-to board, and I've actually got the minis, the 37s now too, and the reversible. And I like those too because they're more stealth. You know, those 12s, when you start running them, you know, over skinny weeds, you know, in 8 foot of water, 12 foot of water, whatever. You know, it's just something, you know, that gets their attention. You could spook fish with them, but these smaller offshore boards, you can get in there and not cause as much of a wake or much noise on the surface. And absolutely, when I'm trolling, 90% of the time I'm using boards.
You know, they attract muskies too sometimes. I've had them come up and grab my planer bars.
Oh my God, John, I was out in Lake Erie so funny you said that, two falls ago, and I was trolling in Sandusky Bay, and all of a sudden my board goes flying. And, you know, I thought maybe a fish had hit it, but a muskie had come up and actually hit the board. It was crazy.
I've had them grab them and rip off a bunch of drag, take it off, but they, you know, there's no hooks on them, so they let go of them eventually.
Yeah, it gets your attention.
But, you know, and somebody pointed something out to me the other day, too, and this doesn't for walleyes, but I was talking to a bait manufacturer about muskies, and his baits tend to run deeper than I want to run them on some lakes, and he said, put them on an inline board. And there's one company makes an inline board. It's a cone that you pull behind the boat, and if you put the bait, you know, 10, 15 feet behind the boat, inline board, you can put it 100 feet behind the boat and still keep that bait running. It would normally run 10, 12 feet down. You can run it at 4 or 5 feet without snagging. And you can kind of the same concept with planer boards. If you want to keep a bait from snagging up, you can just pull it a little closer to the board.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I've used those quite a bit. No, you're spot on with that.
You bet. Well, you know, somebody is getting into trolling. Let's give them some tips out there because, you know, where do you start? I mean, you got a big selection of baits, and you don't know how deep the baits run. And years ago, it was a matter of trial and error. You had to go out and kind of experiment and see where the baits were scratching the bottom and kind of figure it out. But there's a lot of things out there now to make it a lot easier.
Yeah, well, you know, you first need the right equipment, and you're going somewhere with this. And, you know, you have to have a line counter reel. You know, you can't guess anymore. You know, you could be 2 feet off, 3 feet off, and be out of the zone. So, you know, if you're really going to get into trolling, you know, invest in a good line counting reel. And then to your point, you know, the baits do run specific, you know, depths that they're designed to do, and there's ways to change that with inline snap weight systems that you can introduce. I've got three weights on my boat, 1 ounce, 2 ounce, and 3 ounce. And every time you introduce a weight, it's going to change the depth profile of that bait. There's a couple tools that I use. One is the Precision Trolling app. It's a tool out there. It's, you can put it on your phone. It's got hundreds of lures on it and a few different line types, and it also allows you to introduce a weight, a 2 ounce weight, to get those baits deeper than their natural profile. Another one is Trollmaster that I use. It's another app that, you know, you tell it what depth you want to fish the bait at, and what bait you're using and what line you're using and how much of a leader you're going to have. And you calc it out, and it says, okay, you know, let out whatever amount of line it says on your line counter, and you're going to be in that range. So, you know, you can't go out there and be blind. And the other thing is, especially in the clearer lakes, you know, all too often people see fish 20 foot down, and they'll try to get their baits at 20 foot. You don't want to do that. Walleye are feeding up. Walleye eyes are basically near the top, you know, part of their head. They're looking up when they're feeding. So you want to be, you know, 3-4 feet sometimes above those feeding fish, because they can look up and they're going to strike that. So make sure that you don't get down to the exact depth of the fish. Make sure you're up a little bit as well. And that's with, you know, harnesses or crankbaits or whatever.
Well, Bill, you know, as we wrap up here, if anybody wants to get a hold of you or wants more information about your guide services or whatever, how do they get a hold of you or find you on the internet?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, BillKutkaAngling.com, and then my phone is 715-699-4833.
Very interesting conversation here. Thank you.
I appreciate it, John. Thank you.
Well, folks, you know that was the first part of the talk I had with Bill talking about trolling. We'll have Bill on again next week with more on trolling. But right now we need to take a break and hear from some of the fine sponsors that bring this show to you every week. And we'll be back with some great tips on perch fishing for you right after these messages. Hey, folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech. And we'll even mount it and bore sight it for you, too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward. Or give us a call at 715-634-8700. Hey folks, the Log Cabin Store in Northwoods Beach on Highway K between the Big Lakes has groceries, ice, beer, liquor, and pop, and now has all new tackle and bait supplies. All the current antiques and household items are now on sale and all must go to make room for the sport shop. That's at the Log Cabin Store in Northwoods Beach between the Big Lakes.
Hayward Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Hayward Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, this last week I had a chance to talk to pro angler and fishing guide over in Minnesota, Bro Brosdahl, about perch fishing with some great information and tips. Bro, when you're talking about perch, you know, give us some tips on finding those perch out there in the summertime, because I think there's perch out in a lot of lakes, the bigger perch, and people just don't fish in the right places for them sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Big perch are different animals than anything else, and I have people on casts that want to go catch great big perch. They've seen them, they've had, you know, where are they? We're not catching any, and I'm catching them all the time, and I'm not fishing for them. And you got to understand, perch, when the midge fly hatch starts, they leave the flats and go deep. They don't wait for the midges to swim to the surface. They go to the mud and pick them off as they step out of the mud. And same with mayflies. So they didn't disappear. They just dropped down. And places that have mud and old logging days kind of logs that got waterlogged and sunk. Those are places where they're just lined around, and side imaging and mud works super well for the hummingbird. It is the best side imaging. It shows every, you know, nook and cranny, and you can see the perch sitting in little waves down there. So if you want perch during the hatches, they're deep. And then after the hatches kind of wear off, their stomachs start getting less. They move up on the bars and feed on crayfish. And they're eating crayfish like crazy. And that starts pretty much in about a couple weeks, then goes all the way into fall. And then when the water cools off, then they drop over the edge. But you can't beat fishing perch. And I have, you know, eye candy, their grub tails, and they make them. I've done really well on, I have it right here, on green pumpkin. And then there's one that's a crayfish. It's called Sculpin, but it's actually a crayfish color. It's orange and a brown back. I throw that. You can use fatheads. You can use, you know, whatever you want to use. You can use puppet minnows. You can use small plastics. But the best is these little grub tails, and scent them up and drop them down. And, you know, I think that perch swimming the bait through gets the bigger ones, and the little ones pick at it. So, and drop shots work good for perch. You just have to set it a little closer to the bottom. And with a live swimming fathead, I've talked to people who will get popcorn shrimp from the grocer and use those. But I'd have a problem with that. I'd eat them all before I could give them to them.
Yeah. Well, bro, you know, I know that you do a lot of stuff with Northland Tackle. A lot of the lures you mentioned, you know, are made by Northland too, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've designed stuff with Northland. I have a lot of stuff that's been made by Northland. They're my ideas and designs going back the past 25 years, the Bro Bug and the Bro's Bug collection. Mud bug, and then the actual bro bug itself, the bloodworm, the scud bug, you know, that kind of stuff, and gill getter, all that. That's all my stuff, and I had to pick out the actual hooks I wanted with them and the shapes. You know, there's a lot of artist renderings, and nowadays they have, it's all high-tech stuff, and it's kind of fun.
Well, you know, no matter where you're fishing, fish are fish, and you know, there's little differences sometimes, but that's why I have you on here on the show, because what works over in Minnesota a lot of times will work here, and sometimes people just don't try it in one area. They maybe, like I know years ago, walleye fishing, we were fishing the weeds over here when nobody was fishing the weeds over there. They were fishing the rocks and the wind-blowing points and the shorelines, and, you know, yeah, it works both ways. The fish are in the weeds over there, too, so, you know, it just, fishing is fishing no matter where you're at, I think.
Well, and you know, there's still people who fish the way they're going to fish, and I'll see it. We'll get fish in the weeds, and on the way back, they're sitting on a point fishing, waiting for them to bite on the rocks. And there's quite a few adapting, but there's a whole lot of fish out there waiting to bite on your hook. You just got to look around, and technology helps, but it also helps to try different things.
Well, bro, a lot of great information here talking to you tonight here as we're sitting here on the phone. You want to give out some information for your guide business over there and also for how people watch what you do on the internet?
Yeah, just to go to brosguideservice.com and come out for a walleye trip, or follow my stuff on Facebook and Twitter. Also, I have a YouTube channel, and I'll get more active with it. You know, I do my show in the spring and the fall, kind of timely, you know, to get ready for ice and then for open water. But definitely follow what I'm doing, and I want to make sure to help everybody learn more about fishing.
Well, thanks a lot, bro.
Yeah, you take it easy. Have a great night.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.com. And from there, you can link to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.